Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Lurnish Basar, Biak Shom, Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Memtes. The Gemara Namud Aleph in the Gatas regarding Yoyev. The Gemara learns from the Pasuk that it says, Vayi David oisev mishpat utzdoko lechol amoy. Vayoyev bin Shuyo ala tzova. And Yoyev was the general. So the Gemara learns from here, Ilmalei David lo yosa Yoyev milchama. Vilmalei Yoyev lo yosak David batoyo. Yoav was not able to do a war without David HaMelech learning Torah. And David HaMelech was not able to learn Torah if Yoav was not the one doing the war. You need to have both. You have to have people learning Torah. You have to have people that are fighting the war. Each one allows the other to do what he's doing. The one who's going to war allows the people to be relaxed to learn Torah. They could be busy only with Torah. And the one who's learning Torah, we give the schus of the Torah for the people going to war. And only that way they can have success in their battles. In the Sefer Vayikra Yitzchok, which was written by Rachamim Falaji, the son of Rabbi Chaim Falaji, he sends us to the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara there says that they brought Rabbi Elazar ben Parto to judge him. The Goyim judged Rabbi Elazar ben Parto, and he says, "Why did you learn Torah? And why were you a thief?" So he told them, "What you're saying doesn't make any sense. If I'm on my sword, so I'm not learning. And if I'm learning, so I'm not on my sword. It can't be both, so neither are true." So as Rav Yosef Engel mentions over there in his Gilurin Yashas, look at Tosis in Tainis Daf Zayin. The Tosis there speaks about the union of Torah. The Gemara says you can learn Torah only when a person is an anav. So Tois brings over there the Gemara in Eruvin that says that Torah is not going to be nimtza b'soicharim ha'oilchim b'medina sayam b'ever ayam. So Tois, why? The safra lo saifo v'saifo lo safra. That's the lashon of the Gemara of the Zohar. So it says, Reis of Engel, what do you see over here? That the way Tois has learned the Gemara is not because a thief can learn Torah. But when a person is learning Torah, he can't be busy with other things. If he's busy with business, if he's busy with mischar, so he can't learn fully Torah. And if he wants to learn fully Torah, so he can't be a businessman. You can't do both. He actually is lamdom v'soicher yachad. The Gemara of the Zohar is teaching us that you can't have both things together. And this is, says the Vayikra Yitzchok, this is really what our Gemara is saying. David HaMelech, if you be busy with wars, so you would not be able to learn Torah. So therefore it was divided into two people. Yoav is the one in charge on the wars, and David HaMelech is the one learning Torah. And this Nekuda is discussed in the Megala Amukis Parshas Vayeschanan Oifen Aleph. And this first way, the way he explains the Pasuk Vayeschanan El Hashem. So the Megala Amukis there says, to when Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, I know Yeshua is going to be the leader. It's understood. You told me Yeshua is the leader. But you should have two leaders. There should be two. One leader should be the one learning Torah. There should be another leader who's going to war. Yeshua is going to go to war. But you need another leader learning Torah. And brings the Megal Amukas, this Gemara never does Zoro, Isafra lo Saifa, Isafra lo Saifa. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. And he brings the Medrash that says the whole world was created Zugois, Shemayim Varitz, Chama v'Levano, Odom v'Chavo, Elamaz Elam Abo, even about Torah of Moshe and Aaron. And because he goes on to say, if you go through the later generations in the Mishnayos, it was always always Shnayim Shnayim, Shmai v'Avtalion, Hil v'Shamai, Rabbi v'Rav Nosson, Rav Asher v'Ravino, Rav v'Shmuel. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is God l'cho v'yizyotcho achazoko. There's two midas in the world. There's the midah of Gdula of Chesed, and there's midah of Din. So you have to have two different leaders. One will be the one that's learning Torah, Teres Chesed, and the one who is doing a milchama, is going doing the war. Should be two, not one. So says the Megala Amukos, that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Rav l'cho. Rav l'cho is referring to, it says, Kach l'cho is Yeshua. I said l'cho, Yeshua is going to be one, it's going to be both. And that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, v'chaskeyu v'amtzeyu, that Yeshua has the chizuk in Torah, v'amtzeyu with milchoma and derech eretz. So comes out, for this Megala Amukos, the Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was that the appropriate thing it should be two. One is doing Torah, one is doing milchama. But Kodesh Baruch Hu told him that it's not going to be like this, because dabar echad ador v'lo shtei dabarim, referring to Yeshua. And Afshar, based on what we're learning, is that specifically by Yeshua, there's specific gedolim that they have to be both, similar to what we learned earlier in the Masechta regarding Torah v'gedula b'mokam echad. And interesting enough, the Vayikra Yitzchak, the same sefer that we mentioned before, on Avodah Zarah Daf Yudzayin with base, when it says Yisayfel Safri Safel Yisayfel, he brings the question that by Yeshua it says Vayirei Moshe Yeshua that he should go to war to fight with Amalek. So he says, but it says over there, Mishar so Yeshua lo yomish b'techol ha'il. So Yeshua is the one learning Torah. So how can it be he's learning Torah and doing the war? We just said it can't be the same person doing both. So he says it was al pi adibur vein lemei dimimenu. So after the Yeshua is unique, and there's some gdoyle doyres that are unique, but in general you have to have both. And this is what the Gemara is telling us over here by David HaMelech. Even David HaMelech was not doing both. He was learning Torah while he sent Yoav to do the wars. And as Vayikra Yitzchak sends us to Rashi and Divrei HaYomim, that says that David HaMelech changed. He used to do the wars, but then he decided to stop doing wars. He decided that he's going to just learn Torah, and he sent Yoav to be the one doing wars, because you have this concept of having these two different people in Am Yisrael. One is in charge in Torah, and one is in charge on Milchamo, V'yesh oid leharich b'zeh hadover. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.